This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Because of the riptides, there has been a drowning. It happened at Manhattan Beach. Our Marla Diamond is there, and she joins us. Marla.
Yeah, the tragedy occurring, Bridget, after 6 o'clock last night, a 55-year-old woman is dead. You know, today is a perfect beach day. There's plenty of people on the water, but they are citing concern about last night's drowning. Zoya said the water is usually calm at this time of the day, but at night it can be rough.
It's, nature. It can be possible ever since any time. We've just prepared.
16-year-old Aaliyah from Brooklyn was prepared when she was dragged out by a rip current this summer.
It was scary, but I knew I had to stay calm. And because the calmer you are, the less you'll exhaust yourself and just trust that the lifeguards here will recognize your situation.
In last night's drowning, the lifeguards were on duty and attempted CPR on the woman. Dramatic footage shows at least a dozen first responders sprinting across the sand, carrying the victim to an ambulance. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Beach.
Okay, Marla, and one man died. Four others were in stable condition after getting caught in a rip current at an unguarded Seaside Heights beach in New Jersey last evening. The deadly Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem has neighbors looking for answers. State Senator Cordell Clear is hosting a virtual town hall this evening with local community boards. She spoke to 1010 Winds about the community's concerns.
Everything that I've learned so far tells me this really starts out as a maintenance problem. The lack of maintenance should not cost people's lives.
Well, since last month, at least 90 people have been infected. Three have died. The health department says hospitalizations are dropping. 17 people currently in hospital beds. That is down from 24 last week. Doctors are still urging, though, if you are experiencing any flu-like symptoms, do go get checked out. After four long days, the massive leak causing chaos in Paterson, New Jersey, is starting to alleviate.
Now the crews have isolated the water main leak. Mayor Andre Saya tells me that water is slowly returning.
Now, when the water does come back, you know human nature is going to say, all right, turn on the dishwasher.
Oh,
turn on the
lawn. Yes,
what do you,
yes.
What do you say?
We're preaching conservation. Proceed with caution right now because we don't want to go back to where we were. Let the system recharge. Let the system replenish.
I saw Marlena as she was out looking for more water, frustrated that this is happening in 2025.
For me, it's like with being a 21st century, you know, it's like this should have been taken care of.
A reminder, though, the boil water advisory continues. Boil water before using for at least 1 minute. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Paterson.
Well, police are searching for a group of three who chased down a man and stole his fancy watch. This happened on West 37th Street Saturday evening. Investigators say a 46-year-old man was approached by the group who allegedly asked for his Cartier watch. The man tried to get away in a taxi, but police say the suspects ran after him, pulled a gun, and took the watch. Nobody was hurt. Cops are urging you to call Crime Stoppers if you know anything. Hundreds of Columbia University workers will be rallying today for better pay. Clerical and support staff, represented by United Healthcare Workers East and United Automobile, Aerospace, and Agriculture Implement Workers of America, say they are living paycheck to paycheck in one of the most expensive cities in the country. They're fighting for a fair contract, and they accuse Columbia of ignoring their demands. Union leaders say they hope today's picket sends a message that the school cannot ignore. Here's Ray Wilson, VP of the union covering the university. He tells 1010 Winds.
It's been a little bit of a back and forth. And so, you know, we don't want to drag this out more than it has to be. So hopefully they hear us.
Well, we have reached out to Columbia for comment. Billy Joel's iconic bike shop on Long Island is closing its doors.
The Piano Man could be seen outside his motorcycle shop on the weekends, and fans smile when you mention his name.
I've actually never seen him, but other people have. God bless him. He's extremely popular. He's had a long-standing career.
We hope Billy Joel is feeling better. We love Billy Joel.
The shop, called 20th Century Cycles, will be closing its doors for good. A huge garage sale will happen soon.
Extremely personable, Long Islander, heart and soul.
Joel's Center Island home is up for sale for $30 million. No word on why the shop is closing. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Oyster Bay, Long Island.
Everything to follow up on the workers who kept the subways clean during COVID? Well, they are cleaning up in court, too. More than 400 cleaners will split $3 million in back pay after a city investigation found they were underpaid during the pandemic. They worked overnight, scrubbing trains without enough safety gear, some making a quarter less than the standard wage. A few will get checks over $20,000. Comptroller Brad Lander says the payout should land by November. Siena is out with a new poll, and it puts Zohran Mamdani way out in front in the mayor's race. The Democrat leading Andrew Cuomo by 19 points among city voters, 44 to 25. Curtis Sliwa in third, Mayor Adams in fourth. Steven Greenberg, a pollster at Siena University, tells us the numbers don't look too great for the former governor.
It's the worst favorability rating Andrew Cuomo has ever had in the 20 years of the Siena poll. Right now, statewide, only 29% of voters view Cuomo favorably, 61% view him unfavorably. Among New York City voters, 37% of New York City voters view Cuomo favorably, while 54% view him unfavorably.
And in other news, three people are dead after a crash in Astoria. Police say a Toyota Corolla hit two men who were standing outside a food truck at the 19th Avenue and 42nd Street area just after 8:30 this morning. One of the men, a 42-year-old, died at the scene. The other, a 70-year-old man, died shortly after. The NYPD actively investigating.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.